how wonderful it is to start with this deep time of prayer and reflection. I've been blessed because the last two mornings I got up early enough to go to the prayer center where they start morning prayer and then move into Eucharist and then move into this retreat. And so it just keeps going deeper and deeper. And I'd be very happy if this is all we did for 2.5 weeks, is pray and reflect and be together and have time to listen to one another's stories, to listen to one another's understanding of the gospel. And I'm finding it very nourishing.
Right.
And very challenging.
Right.
You know, I'm with the Archbishop when he talks about those of us who, from the North America, or whatever, who fall on our knees in repentance because we only speak one language.
Or
speak the second language. I speak so poorly that it's embarrassing to people that I do that, that I even try. I sat yesterday in the middle of a group of folks from North and South India, and then at another time with some folks from Africa, and another time with folks from just was standing in and among my brother bishops who speak Spanish, and I just think, this is our communion. You know, what a sign of Pentecost that we are to people, and the confusion that goes with that.